Welcome to another depressing episode of the Anime Syndicate Podcast. My name is Frank, and I'm your depressed host. Joined here with my former friend, Josh.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Go ahead.
Go ahead with what?
Do your damage.
What damage? I gotta do the plugs first. Before you hear me say things, you can hear me, Frank, and several others say several other things on all of our podcasts at GameRageMagazine.com. If you want to listen to us on Instagram and TikTok, you can go to @GameRageMagazine. You can also go to @GameRageMag on Twitter/X. Oh. If you're one of the YouTubers and you want to listen to us on the YouTube, you can go to @GameRageMagazine.
You sound so old when you say that.
What? The YouTube? If you want to listen to us talk about the animes on the YouTube, the level of cringe that is in your fucking blood right now, I can feel it.
It's not cringe, it's disappointment.
You're a cringe bender is what you are.
It's not cringe, it's disappointment.
Okay, well, anyways, you can go to @GameRageMagazine on YouTube. Is that better? Wow, middle finger.
Sorry.
If you would like to follow...
Maybe do it like in the 90s.
With the finger? That's so stupid with the thumb.
Yeah.
If you would like to follow Frank specifically and his anime goodness, which is the name of this fucking show, you should go to anime_syndicate_podcast on Instagram. TikTok, patent pending. Anyways, what are we talking about today, Frank?
Just do it, Josh.
Just do what?
Just plunge the dagger.
Okay, I want to make this very clear. All right, because certain individuals disagree with me that they think Jujutsu Kaisen is the greatest show. Now, again, I've talked to another outside person about Jujutsu Kaisen. And I said, oh, hey, just FYI, I want to let you know. I watched more Jujutsu. As this person refers to it as Jujutsu. Oh, did you watch Jujutsu yet?
Well, it's only in the Abridged series. He calls it JJ High. No. Jujutsu High. No. Taekwondo High. You know what? Fine. Fuck it. Taekwondo High.
Well... He was asking me about if I watched Jujutsu, and I was like, yeah, you know what? He didn't ask me. I told him. I'm like, hey, man, I watched all of season one, and I watched the first 5 episodes of season 2, and I watched the movie, which this is going to be about the first 5 episodes and the movie.
Do you see why I told you to watch it in that order?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. it makes complete and utter sense to watch it that way. If you haven't watched Jujutsu Kaisen, because did the movie come out like after those 5 episodes, or
I don't know, but I saw it after season 2.
Oh, okay. So I would say that's definitely the prime order to watch it in if you want to.
Yeah, it would make more sense. Oh no, I think I saw it before season 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, whatever. Just
yeah, anyways, so I watched the first 5 episodes. Oh, anyway, so I told him, I was like, you know, I told the guy, I'll finish telling my story. So I said, you know, I don't like it. And he goes, what? What did you just say? And I said, I do not like Jujutsu Kaisen. I think it's stupid. And he just goes, do you want to fight right now? And I said, no, but I mean, if you want to, I will. I mean, I'm always up for a good scrap. I'll never say no to that. But then he could not believe that I don't like it. And I just don't like it. I want to like it. Everybody likes it. I don't like being the guy who doesn't like things.
Yes, you do.
I like talking about things that I also like.
You like pissing people off.
I do like pissing people off, but not for this reason. I just like being annoying. I'm not actually being annoying. I'm just genuinely, I just don't I don't understand the fascination of why people love this fucking show. I don't get it. And so anyway, so he basically told me that I was a piece of shit and that he never wanted to talk to me again. And I said,
good man.
That's fair, as is your choice.
No, that's exactly the order of operations that has to happen.
So,
do the first five episodes, I guess.
The first five episodes, I'll say this. It made sense. I found the character that they were trying to get to the... Fuck, whatever the guy is, the main guy that they're trying to get her to like assimilate with him or whatever. Mm-hmm. I did find that storyline compelling. I'm not gonna lie. The storyline was compelling. I will also say that the theme song for those first five episodes is terrible. It's not the special. We had an argument about this.
It's considered to be the best one of the series.
That fucking theme song they said is the best one. It's better than the special one? No fucking way. I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. I do not believe you. That's do you think that this one's better?
No.
Why do people think that's the best one?
I don't fucking know.
It's a terrible fucking song.
I won't say it's terrible. It's
fucking terrible.
And I liked also, it.
The theme of what's happening in the show at the time is very serious. And you've got this, like, a slice of life theme anime. And they're all, like, these, and they're all fucking being happy and lovey in the fucking intro.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Have you not seen an anime where...
I don't like that. I just don't like that.
It's not the only anime to do that.
Sure, I know. I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying I don't like that.
I mean, like in Naruto, where they have a scene where it literally looks like every single person is dying. And Sasuke is about to escape. Naruto doesn't know what the fuck's going on. And then the theme song kicks on. You are my friend. Oh.
I don't like that. It pisses me off. It takes me out of it. It takes me out of the drama of the episode. Mm-hmm. I would prefer if they just pop the theme song right at the beginning and then get into the bullshit. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking give me a little preamble and then hit me with some stupid fucking song that just takes me completely out of it. Don't do that to me. That's fucking dumb. Mm-hmm. But though, I will say, I still hate Gojo as a character. I think he's the stupidest fucking character that's ever been created. I'm not saying that to be, like, antagonistic. I genuinely don't find him interesting as a character.
So you hate Kakashi, too?
Yeah. I now thinking about it, I don't really like Kakashi that much either.
Well, okay.
Okay, first of all, that's not true. They look alike. They look similar. But they're not the same character.
Three students, an emo fucker, an energetic person with a demon possessing him, and a useless chick.
Yeah, but Kakashi's not fucking basically God.
I mean, in the eyes of the fangirls.
Okay, but that's not in the universe of power. He's not God. I just don't... I mean, how is a guy that you only fucking see one of his eyes most of the time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do the fangirls love this? I don't get it.
You're asking why girls like a
more
mysterious...
More than Rock Lee?
The bowl cut?
Rock Lee is the hottest male character in Naruto... Bar none.
Says the guy who doesn't find Ryan Reynolds attractive.
Who?
Ryan Reynolds.
Again. Disgust me. Disgusting.
Now when you're just trying to kick people off.
No, I'm not. I legitimately, I think he has no ass. All right? I think...
He's the one guy that every guy agrees that would be the one gay guy.
No, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
I wouldn't. Would not, definitely
I've
would
seen
not.
Your room, dude. I see the posters.
There's no posters. You never give a shit.
You thought you could hide it, but it's on the ceiling.
There's nothing. You can't even look up.
So you can fall asleep looking into his eyes.
I don't have a Ryan Reynolds Dakimakura, okay? I don't have a Gojo Dakimakura, okay? Or a Kakashi Dakimakura.
No, that one you do have.
I mean, who doesn't have one of those, though? They basically give it to you when you join the Naruto fan club.
Anyways,
point being that... The first five episodes were interesting. They were somewhat entertaining. Gojo is still a bitch. I don't like him. Oh, wow. Gojo. Oh, this is how I figured out how to do my ultimate god move. I had to die. Okay, fucking saw that coming a mile away. Saw that fucking coming. I'm like, oh, this dude's about to die. As soon as they walked into that fucking threshold, we're like, and literally the one asshole says, oh, we're safe. I'm like, no, you're not. Somebody's about to get killed right here. And look, here goes Gojo, he gets cut fucking straight in half. I will say.
I think it's because he gets stabbed in the jugular.
Yeah, and then they fucking, and then like he like, like he gets like fucking split or whatever, kind of. And so I will say about the new, because we talked about the new animation style as well.
Right, where they simplified it.
Yeah. I think that during action sequences,
it works.
It does. It works. It's better than it was before. Especially if there's any sort of like blood. But
there's also a, you got to remember though too, there's always a tint and a hue to anime when it's flashbacks or when it's.
Sure. Right. Fucking asshole cat. But what I'm saying is it's not the tint or the hue. I don't care about that. It's the
frame rate.
It's the frame rate gets fucky. Anytime the camera changes scenes or camera angles, like even within the same fight scene, let's say, when the camera angle changes to a different perspective, it looks weird because of the, I feel like the frame rate's fucked or there's something that's weird about it. And it just looks odd. It doesn't look like it flows. When you're looking at them from one camera angle and the fight does flow very nice, but the second it changes, the change is so jarring that it takes it out of the flow, and then the flow is interrupted, and then you have to like get reacquainted to the flow again. And like right when you get into the flow, it switches angles again, and then you're like, oh fuck, I can't. It's fucky. It's fucky. But that aside, I did find again the story compelling. Even though, I mean, granted, sure, it was fairly predictable. I mean, I knew that chick was going to die, right? Like, I knew she was going to die.
But the tone in which she died.
I was not expecting it to be like that. I got to give them that. They got me on that one. I mean, I didn't expect her to get shot in the head either. I knew she was going to die. I knew that guy, that invisible fuck, was going to come and kill her. Or he was going to get in there, because obviously he fucking kills Gojo. So like, okay, cool. Like, he's going to just go right in and fucking kill these motherfuckers. So I knew that was going to happen. I did not know that he had a gun, though. So when she's literally crying and saying, I'm not ready yet. I want to travel. I want to live my life. I want to. And then you hear a gunshot and then you see her fucking head explode. That was cool. That was awesome. That was sports entertaining.
Okay.
The fight scene afterwards.
When Gojo finally gets his purple.
Yeah. That was all right. But it wasn't. Again, now it's like, oh, cool. Here he goes. And he's like. And again, I also am not a fan of mid-fight narration.
Again, that's.
I've come to realize that I want my exposition not in the middle of the fight scene. I don't need it. I don't need the fight scene to be
again. That's
fucking commentary.
That's a common trope in anime.
It is, and I don't like that trope. I think it's dumb. I think it's stupid. I think it panders to the lowest common denominator. Why can't you explain this shit to me outside of combat? Because now I'm taken out of it. Because if you're really in a fight for your life with some asshole, you're not going to sit there and just be like,
no, he's no longer at this point.
Yeah, at this point, he's God. But
yeah, that was the whole point, though, why he's in that euphoric state.
Everybody does it.
And the fool's even asking, how the hell did you survive?
Yeah, I get it. I don't care about it. I don't want to see that. Give it to me afterwards. Let the fight happen. And whatever. This is their story. They can fucking tell it how they want. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not for me to fucking say that. But I just don't like it. I don't like mid-fight narration. I don't like it in Dragon Ball Z. I don't like it in anything. I've come to realize, I think that's what it is. I don't like that. I don't like that portion of it. Man, she is fucking on a mission.
Is she in heat again?
No, she'd be meowing like a motherfucker. Meow. Anyways, those first five episodes, self-contained, that was a nice little arc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mini arc.
And now that the arc is complete, because I fucked up and I was like, oh, yeah, I started watching it in the next episode on 6 a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, wait, is this? Because I was just rolling through it. I was just, because it doesn't say like episode 1, 2. It's like episode 24, 5, whatever the fuck the numbers are. And so
I gave you not only a detailed list, I even showed you a photo of the episodes.
Yeah, well, it was like 27 to 20,
whatever the number,
6, 7, 8, 9, or 25, 6, 7, 8,
whatever
9,
the number, yeah. Whatever.
So it went to 30, and I was like, oh shit! But they're back in the regular fucking storyline after that.
Yes.
And I'm like, man, I don't know if that was the strongest way to start season fucking two. What is crazy?
Where?
Huh?
Anyway,
I don't know if that was the strongest way to start season two in my book, but it was still a decent story nonetheless. That was the best plot thread that they've put out thus far, in my opinion. Now the movie.
Okay, that's the one I'm interested in now.
The movie was tolerable. Ooh. What? What?
All right.
Yes, that storyline with the kid and like his fucking girlfriend or his 9-year-old fucking girlfriend dies and then fucking curses him or whatever, and then it becomes his fucking like power,
mm-hmm,
or what have you. Okay, that was all right, I suppose. But I don't know, man. It's just, is this going to play a role in the story later?
It literally is about to.
Well, then maybe I just need to watch more of season two to understand this movie and why it was significant.
No, it's about to. This is not gonna, it doesn't play relevance until season two.
Okay. But it's after season two, you mean?
It's hinted at.
Mm. That after season two, this is when it's going to...
I can't say more.
All right. Can't say more. What were some of your favorite... Well, tell me what you enjoyed about the movie. Tell me why you liked it.
It's a giant lore drop. Explain more how curses work. Explain more how the world works. We got to see how fucking the weapons, how you can make cursed weapons and shit like that.
Yeah.
And we got to see more of what's his name's powers, the guy who can't talk.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I forget that guy's name.
Mm-hmm. We learn more about Maki.
Mm-hmm.
You get to fucking see the huge plot twist that the main villain of the show is dead.
Yeah.
So what the fuck's going on with that?
That is true. What the fuck is going on with that? I felt like I got more questions out of the movie than things to be answered that I cared about.
Then why'd you like Attack on Titan?
I don't think I actually objectively like Attack on Titan. As a matter of fact, I complain. I'm like, why are we fucking still watching this? It's all it's doing every season that's being released that we're watching. We are leaving the end of the season with less information than we had before, and now more questions as to what the fuck is actually going on. Now, again, that was an extremely slow burn anime because it doesn't even fucking hit you till like season 4, part 3, Second Coming of Christ, that you get to see.
Literally.
That you get to see the fucking real shit go down. And then it's like, holy shit. Sure. But it's just like if I was going to watch, I don't know, like if there's some crazy shit that goes down like My Hero Academia season number 12.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. But I can't give time to a show. Like with Jujutsu Kaisen, as I said, the main event players,
mm-hmm,
their storylines are very slow burns, but their supporting cast of mid-card and low-card characters, their storylines are garbage, and they're not interesting, and they're not keeping me sports entertained. Kind of like this movie was kind of like... A little, you got some of those side character stories starting to kind of like do something. But this movie didn't come out until after season two, technically, right?
I don't remember. Remember, I came into this late.
Okay, so it was the anime film came out in 2021. So that happens where? Originally intended as the arc of the animated this was just going to be an arc.
Yeah, that's what they do. Like the Mugen Train.
Yeah, but then they just decided to make it a fucking movie. Okay, it was released in Japan. Okay, blah, blah, blah. We get that. It's criticized for its short length. The anime and soundtrack. Yeah, the soundtrack was okay if I'm remembering back about that. Okay, wait. Production, marketing, release. Okay, so where does season 2 go? Go Jujutsu Kaisen. Jujutsu Kaisen. Okay. So the anime, that was in 2021. Mm-hmm. So it started in 2017. Fuck, where's the episodes? Do they have the fucking list of Jujutsu Kaisen episodes? Oh, yeah, here we go. This will fucking get it. This will get it. This will get it. Episodes. Okay, so I said it was December of 2021. So, December of 2021. Oh, shit. December of 2021. Okay, so this came out before or right around episode number 21 of, which was the third to last episode of season 2. So it came out like almost like right at the end of season 2.
Okay.
So from 2017 until 2021 took 4 years. To get to, this Shibuya incident thing.
Yes. That's the end of season 2.
Well, it starts, like, it's episode number 8. It's called the Shibuya incident.
Yeah, that's where it starts.
Gate open. The Shibuya number 8 and then 9.
Yeah, that's going to be for the rest of the season.
It's going to be the Shibuya incident.
Yes.
Where I'm assuming all the fucking... whatchamacallums, like the curses and shit come through and break loose or whatever. That's what I'm assuming is probably going to happen. Everyone I've talked to about this has told me that this upcoming Shibuya incident arc is the best whole part of the show.
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
Yes. Clue?
Okay. Maybe I will agree with you. At this point, I got to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have a third person in on this later for this Shibuya incident version.
Who will agree with me or else be disowned.
You're going to... Okay, wait a minute now. Hold on. You would disown him if he didn't fucking like this anime?
I stopped being friends with you.
I mean, you really weren't friends with me to begin with, so...
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of is irrelevant at this point. But really, you would... So...
But that's your fault.
Yeah, it's true. So, but okay, let me ask you this then. In the broader picture... If people don't like things or have the same taste as you in other things, does that mean you're just like, oh, you don't like, I don't know, chocolate, so you're fucking an idiot and I don't want to fucking talk to you ever again because you don't like chocolate?
Yes.
That's...
If you haven't noticed, I'm a leftist, so...
Well, why don't you just go back to your liberal lifestyle then?
No, I'm obviously fucking being facetious.
Of course.
And see, that's how you know I'm not liberal, because I knew what that word was.
Man, you know most anime fans are fucking liberal, right?
I don't give a shit. I didn't say I...
You did say anyway, you were a liberal.
Anybody that's on the political spectrum is an idiot.
Anyone who's on the political spectrum is likely on another spectrum as well.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, I did say it. I did fucking say it. I'm bringing it back. All right.
We need to get a P.O. box so people can just send hate mail to you.
Sure. You send it to our fucking Instagram. So slide into our DMs. I give out the goddamn social media handles like it's fucking candy. Like it's 5 o'clock.
No, like I want a place where they can send you bombs and stuff like that.
No, I give them all of our fucking social media content. multiple times an episode like it's the fucking crackhead at a free crack giveaway, okay? I give them all the information. They can send it. They can ask me for my P.O. box address, and I will give it to them, and they can send me fucking bombs or whatever they want.
What was it, that robot chicken thing where it's Master Chief? He's like, I don't know. It's like one of those fucking, like, oh, people from all different lives come together to live in one house.
Yeah.
And he's still wearing the Spartan helmet, but he's, like, in a bathrobe and whatever. And the guy, the chick's asking, or the, what they called?
I don't know.
When they dress really good, like, they really look like girls, but they're boys.
A cross-dresser?
No, there's a name for it, like a trap or something like that.
A trap?
Yeah.
Oh, is that like, yeah, it's like they look like a girl. Like, but they're so
actually
good,
a boy.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
It's a trap!
And so he's asking Master Chief, so why won't you make fun of the furry community? If they can afford an $8,000 fursuit, they can afford a $10 pipe bomb in my mailbox.
That's a very good point. It's a very valid fucking point.
We continue.
Anyways, so then would you just be, because this is what I think is the problem with the anime community in general,
mm-hmm.
is if you don't like something that if you don't toe the fucking anime party line, people lose their fucking mind about it, and they think that you're an asshole. And sure, like, granted, you're entitled to your opinion, but guess what?
To be fair,
I'm also entitled to mine too.
To be fair, though, you are an asshole.
Right? Correct. Okay. That I'm not saying I'm not an asshole, because yes, I am an asshole, but I'm not an asshole for that reason. I'm not an asshole because I don't like this shitty Jujutsu Kaisen.
You're an asshole for many fucking reasons, all combining into a super asshole, where you just spit random hot garbage out of your fucking mouth.
Random? It's not random at all.
Sure. It's not organized.
It's clearly extremely organized, which is why we have 18 different podcasts that are about specific fucking subjects. That's pretty much as organized as you can get.
Maybe whatever you have to sleep at night, buddy.
I don't sleep ever, so that's fucking, it doesn't help.
Bullshit. You fall asleep all the time.
Not true. I've never slept once in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, at any rate, I think that's part of the problem with the anime fucking community in general. Well, no, is a lot of people that don't like certain things.
Okay, but to that same note.
Okay.
A lot of people who don't like, because this is also a big problem in the anime community.
Uh-huh.
If it's popular, it cannot be liked.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
That is an actual fucking thing.
So, okay, Jujutsu Kaisen is beloved.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not allowed to like it?
There's people that fucking hate it. But the thing is, they're hating it because it's popular.
All right, well, they're fucking idiots. You can't genuinely hate something just because it's fucking popular.
The way you're coming off, you're coming off in the same tone as them.
I'm not, because I'm giving plenty of reasons why I don't like it.
How do you know? You didn't even know they existed 5 minutes ago.
Correct, you're right, but I can tell you I'm already not. Because you said that they're hating it because it's popular. I don't hate it because it's popular.
Every single time you talk about it, goes, everybody likes it. That's literally your first point.
Because I'm saying I don't understand why everybody likes it. Don't sneeze. Don't fucking sneeze. Fucking put the microphone up to your face, you fucking asshole.
Well, no, I was like, it's going to be either you or Adam that uses it next, so.
Wow. I'm just saying, I don't get it. I'm not saying that I hate it because it's popular. I just don't get why it is popular.
So you're just hating everybody because they're normies.
I like gut. No, I don't hate people that like it. I don't understand. I don't get it.
You literally just, never mind.
What?
Never mind.
I didn't say, like, if you like Jujutsu Kaisen, I think you should be tarred and feathered. I didn't say that. Although I do think that, but I mean, what?
It's on the mic.
I just said it right now.
You didn't say that on record, but you said it.
Yes. Do I really feel that way? Absolutely I do. But I'm not going to go around telling people that.
You just did.
Yeah, now, because I don't care.
So then why did you not say it?
Probably because I didn't think of it until when I said it, and it was not on the episodes. Now I want to drag it in, and here we go. Now I snuck it in, and there it is. Problem mm-hmm. solved. But I feel like that's part of the... It's like reverse gatekeeping.
It's gatekeeping.
Because it's like, if you don't like it, oh, that's too bad. You're just a piece of shit and you don't like it.
No, it's absolutely gatekeeping.
And I think that's a big problem within the anime community in general.
Yes, but the difference is...
You didn't watch... What's that fucking one we just saw today with that girl and that she transforms into a car? I don't fucking know. We're watching that, by the way. I want to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like the one where she drinks gasoline and turns into a pink car, then you are not an anime fan.
On that same note, if you do watch that fucking anime,
yeah,
you're just a fucking normie who doesn't like to watch the real good shit. I bet you watch your anime dubbed.
I watch my anime dubbed.
Exactly. The people you're agreeing with are the ones that are saying that shit.
Yeah, but I'm not agree. I'm not saying it for the reasons they're saying it.
But you have the same opinion.
Okay, the opinion is what? That they don't like it.
Yes.
So I don't like it. That doesn't mean I don't like it for the same reasons they do.
But you're on that same boat. A negativity and hate.
It's not negativity and hate. It's just having an honest conversation.
Which is why you're getting that hate. Because you're on that same boat. Even though your opinion is of different reasoning, you're associated with that group.
This is how I respond. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Yeah, that's what I say. Therefore, you're being hated.
No, don't hate the player.
The game.
I'm just playing the game.
The game is saying, you're part of that. I'm a shitty wrestler, and I don't...
Well, guess what? You just lost the game. You just lost the game.
Why? Because Triple H sucks?
You just thought about it. Nope, you just thought about it. You lost the game. I win.
Whatever. I already got my card, dude. I'm done with that game. Anyway, Triple H sucks.
All right, I don't want to hear anything about Triple H. How dare you?
He ruined NXT. He's ruining WWE.
Well,
has the shittiest finisher in the world.
That's not true.
Had one of the shittiest characters.
That's definitely not true.
The original Hunter himself, you can tell me, is a great character.
Excellent character. He did a great job with that. I really fucking believe.
Only
that
reason he did good was because he had The Rock.
That's not true.
The character he became after what, when he became Triple H proper.
The only reason The Rock was good was because he had Triple H to be a heel. You know that's true. You know that's true to be his enemy.
Who's saying that? He said it himself.
Yeah.
In this Rock show.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's Triple H is the one that doesn't want to admit that he only made it because of two reasons. The Rock and Stephanie McMahon.
No, he didn't make it because of The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
He made it because of Stephanie McMahon. That's it. Anyways, whatever.
I'm just saying, like, when it comes to anime, yes, there's two sides of toxicity. And you fall on one of those sides, albeit not for the same reasoning. Because your opinion that you're spewing is the same as those who are part of that toxicity, is where you're falling into the bad problem.
Why did you say opinion? Why did you say spewing? I'm not spewing an opinion. Spewing implies that, like, I'm doing this, like, purposefully for hatred. I'm just spewing this filth all over the internet.
I gave you an out not to watch this anymore, and you kept going because you want to spew this onto the internet.
Because I said I was going to watch the fucking show, and I'm watching the fucking show. And I'm not being some fucking asshole who's going to come on here and say, yes, because I want to make sure I get the most number of listeners, I'm going to say that I love this show no matter what. Because everyone loves this show. So they want to hear.
You've literally asked me, is there any controversy we can spew up so we can get more views?
Yeah, but this wasn't one of them. I didn't know.
No. Yeah, you're right. That wasn't.
I didn't know I was going to like it.
No. I'm just saying you do look for those kind of topics.
Of course I do.
So don't say that you're not one of those guys when yet you are.
I'm talking about when I'm reviewing a show. I don't go in there saying, oh, I'm going to definitely hate this.
That is true.
I give it the fair shake that it deserves. And then if I hate it.
You're right.
Yeah. Find me tits. No, my tits are fucking jumbly. My almonds have now officially been activated. My jimmies are fully rustled.
Look, I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying you're right or wrong for your opinion.
Okay.
Just saying that your opinion matches the... Sorry. I'm not going to say what came to mind, but
Okay.
Your opinion matches a group of people that everybody hates.
Okay.
And unfortunately, that puts you in the same boat as them.
Okay, how about this? What if I put it this way? Okay, let's use like the worst fucking group you could imagine. Nazis. All right.
I was gonna say politicians, but okay.
Hold on. If Nazis don't like cheeseburgers, and I were to say I don't like cheeseburgers, does that mean I'm a Nazi? No.
Have you been paying attention to the political climate, to the opinions of the people who follow politicians right now?
They're idiots.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what the problem I'm trying to fucking show you. The people who have the same opinions in you are generally considered fucking idiots because they're doing this for what you would call it.
For controversy's sake, I guess, right?
For clout, essentially.
For clout? How do you get clout?
So now I'm going to turn that fireplace and ignite it.
Oh, she's fucking around in there. She's trying to get after some shit.
Probably the rats I put in there.
Nice. Anyways, for clout.
Yes. So that already has people on edge about those type of people. And don't get me wrong, I get what you're saying about the other end of that spectrum.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying you're wrong about that.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that you're sharing the opinions of with people who are disliked by the majority of the anime community. So unfortunately, that's dragging you down with them.
I still think it's groupthink. I don't like it.
It's what?
It's groupthink. I don't like it.
Name one thing that isn't groupthink.
This opinion that I have?
Obviously, since you're sharing it with those fuckers.
It's not groupthink. I'm not sharing the opinion. It'd be groupthink if I was, oh yeah, I agree with them for the same reasons they don't like it, because they just want to not like it.
But they're having the same opinion.
It's not groupthink, though. I can articulate. It's not groupthink if I can articulate why I fucking feel this way. They can't. They just don't like it. They're just like, oh, I've never watched something like that. Stick my nose up at it.
Again, elitist. I'm not saying they're right or you're wrong or whatever. I'm just saying that you're unfortunately going to be on part of that boat.
I guess people who lump people into categories, they're just terrible.
You literally just lumped all the people that I watch anime with the same group as autism.
I mean, you're on a spectrum, I feel like. I mean, I'm just saying.
But you're saying you're just doing what you said you don't like.
What?
Lumping people together.
Ah, I'm just saying you're on a spectrum. It doesn't mean you're all the same thing. It's a spectrum of things.
Mm-hmm. And I tried your whole gaslighting thing because you know you fucked up.
I didn't fuck up. How did I fuck up?
By just saying that you hate people that lump people together, but you just did it yourself.
Yeah, I hate people who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
I like how you changed it from the Belgians to Dutch.
Well, the Belgians bread our butter, so yeah. I don't want to fucking piss them off.
Wait, yeah, because it was the whole thing with the Belgian waffles.
Yeah.
No, I think it was the Dutch, actually.
Was it?
I was gonna watch since I saw that movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie in a hot minute either.
With Michael Caine.
Anyways.
All right.
I'm gonna give, again, I'm watching the whole thing.
Well, as of right now, no.
Why?
I think you need to take a fucking break.
Okay, yeah, we're going to take a break. And obviously, because we need to bring a
third... because you're going to watch something else.
Oh, what am I going to watch? Jesus Christ, that cat was insane.
12 episodes of The Apothecary Diary.
The Apothecary Diary? Okay, I'll watch that.
I just... considering how much you hate this...
You think I'm going to hate this?
No, I just...
Oh.
It's a completely tone shift.
Oh, okay. Just to see what we get.
I just want to see what you get out of this.
All right, let's do it. Let's okay. do it. I'll watch. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is The Apothecary Diary.
The first 12 episodes.
First 12 episodes. And then we'll see how that goes. And then maybe I'll... is it a full season? Is it?
And the second season just got announced. Probably within the next couple months it'll be released.
So what is it, 24 episodes total?
I believe so.
For the season
26,
one?
26, I think.
Oh, for season one?
Yeah.
All right. So the first 12 episodes, The Apothecary Diary.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll watch. We'll watch it. I'll watch it and see. That'll be the next episode that we do, right?
I also want you to watch the JJK Abridged.
I probably think that's funny.
That's what I want. I just want to see.
Oh, all right. All right, cool. We'll do an episode of Apothecary Diary Season 1, mm-hmm. Part 1, I guess. And then we'll do Jujutsu Kaisen.
It's only like Abridged. 6 episodes.
Oh, all right. Oh, we can just do that as an addendum or something.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know, fuck it. We'll make an episode. We'll make it its own little separate mini episode, I guess.
I guess.
Talking about that. All right. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. And then for the end of season two of Jujutsu Kaisen, Ruben will be here with us to be the third impartial. He's going to fucking agree with you. I already know it. God damn it. I'm not going to call him impartial because he's not. But I will say that
he will be impartial because he likes anime.
He'll be an additional opinion. I also, too, like anime.
Every last episode we've been talking about Jujutsu Kaisen, all you've been doing is bitching about every fucking common trope in anime. All
right. Can we watch that other fucking show then?
Eventually.
As well?
Eventually, yes.
Eventually. Okay.
We got too many shit. I got too much shit lined up.
Oh, you got other shit lined up?
Yeah, I told you already.
You didn't tell me all of it?
I told you I need these episodes for me to work on it.
Oh, okay. Oh, the other thing. Yes. Got it. All right. Cool. All right. So then we're going to be doing two other episodes. Jesus Christ. I think she fucking got into some catnip or some shit. She's on crack and a half.
Do you have catnip?
Yeah, it's like scattered around. It's like the little powder. I don't know what it is. It's like some kind of potpourri type shit. I don't know.
You just told me you gave her cocaine.
I mean, I didn't say that. If the Animal Protective Services are listening,
what are their anemic asses going
to
do to you?
I don't even know what cocaine is.
What are their anemic asses going to do to you?
Call the DEA?
Then you got a lawsuit.
Yeah, but then they're going to kill all of my dogs and the cat. So
I'm only seeing positives here, dude.
For you.
Okay, if it'll make you feel better, when they raid, I'll take Rexy to my house.
Oh, you'll save the cute one. Wow. Unbelievable.
I mean, I'm going to save the cute one.
Anyways. All right, well, do you have anything else to say about Jujutsu Kaisen, first five episodes of season two, and the movie?
I think you're wrong, but I understand.
Okay.
Friendship's still over, though.
I don't think it ever was, to be honest. This has been a 20-plus year lie that we're living. We never actually liked each other from the beginning.
It's a lie of convenience.
Yeah. Just like most people's marriages. God, we are gay married now, aren't we? Anyways. Why the fuck do you have that on your finger?
Because it was bugging me.
That doesn't bug you?
This is actually more comfortable than it'd be on my shirt.
That's crazy.
Try it.
All right. Shit.
I'm using the clip, not the magnet, so.
Yeah, this?
Yeah.
This fucking bothers me. You know what this reminds me of? You know when you go to the doctor and they put that thing on your fucking finger to test your oxygen blood?
Yeah, because you're thinking about it. But once you actually start talking about it, it just becomes like part of your subconscious. It goes away.
I don't think I have the brain capacity to make that happen.
Well, we got two more podcasts, so.
I don't want to do this the whole fucking time.
Right.
It's way easier just to have it clipped to my shirt.
Yeah, but it's fucking dragging me.
Oh, like, I love
you,
that.
Well, and then with you, it's fucking, I'm seeing what's called fake cleavage.
Yeah. Whatever. It's not that bad. These things aren't that heavy. Anyways, all right. Well, that's the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else to say at the end here?
I just told you no.
Okay. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. And if you want to follow us on social media, you can go to @GameRageMagazine on Instagram and TikTok. @GameRageMag, Twitter/X. Anime_Syndicate_Podcast on Instagram. If you would like to follow Frank, who runs that page for memes. If you want to send hate mail, also send it to anime_syndicate_podcast. But don't, I'm just kidding. Send it to @GameRageMagazine. Send your hate mail. Send your hate comments. Send whatever you got. Anyways, stay tuned for future episodes where maybe I'll like things. I don't know. We'll see. I liked fucking the other one. Was that one, the Korean one?
Solo Leveling.
I like Solo Leveling. Excellent show.
You know, it had all the same tropes.
It did not have any of it. It did not have the same tropes. They weren't presented in the same
just
way.
Just in the goddamn episode.
They weren't presented in the same way. Anyways, all right. That's the end of the episode. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.